Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but thank you, Lord. I can't help but lift my voice. When burdens were heavy, you raised me and gave me strength. I needed to go.
Oh,
because he's been so good to me, without a doubt. I know what he's been good to you, but he's been good to me. When I felt like giving up, he held me and picked me up. He could have just turned his back and walked away from me. All the mistakes I've made, even though the Lord kept his hand, stayed upon me. And I just want to thank God. I can't help but to praise him. I can't help but to lift his name up. I can't help but to surrender my whole life under the mighty hand of the Lord. Not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, by no means. For the Lord I live, need be. The Lord I'm go die. And I thank God for this mind that was in Christ Jesus that's also in me. Whoever ain't sold out to die for the Lord, you better get sold out. Because if you ain't sold out now to die for the Lord, you'll bow to anything. You'll bow to the mark. You'll bow to the beast. And people are bowing right now, and they don't even understand why they bowing. And that they realize that they are bowing. So thank God. No vaccine. I'm not bowing to no vaccine. Not bowing to what man say. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank God on tonight. I'm trying to get people a little bit more time to come on tonight. This is our third day of the revival presented by Word of Truth. Preach the word. We had two good outstanding days of the word going forth, and even one better than the other one, because last night, somebody seek the Holy Ghost, said they want to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's a great thing. That's what revival is about. That's what eyes opening and ears opening, where we have these words called revival. If ain't nobody get saved and nobody seeking the Holy Ghost, then what's the use? So I thank God that we had someone tarrying for the Holy Ghost, asked to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so we can roll it on today in our third day of the Preach the Word revival. We got Elder Andre Prevost going to be bringing us a word tonight. So we thank God for him. Thank God for Pastor Page on last night. And awesome word he brought last night. We just thank God for him. And we just give God all the praise and honor and glory for the men and women of God. You know, people got a lot of things that is supposed to be supposed to serve God once. We're supposed to be one serving God. It ain't supposed to be favoritism. It ain't supposed to be I like you better than you than I like you. It ain't supposed to be all that stuff. We're supposed to be one body and one people. We're all supposed to have the same kind of thinking, mind, or whatever you want to say. We're supposed to be like-minded. And people are not getting that. Our people is in trouble because they refuse to be like-minded and all of one mind in the body of Christ. You got to be all of one mind in the body of Christ. And all one spirit. God said, aren't we all one spirit? And don't two and ten say, aren't we all made of one father? Don't we all have one father? And so how is it that we so many different things and we supposed to have the same spirit, which is one, and we all got the same creator? Well, people got to get on the right page from this heaven because of division. Go miss heaven because you're divided from the word of God, because you can say Jesus' name don't mean you love Jesus. Don't mean you know Jesus either, because you carry a Bible under your arm every Sunday. That don't mean nothing. A lot of people carry Bibles under their arm and don't know God at all. And so we got to get on the same page. We thank God. And if you preach in holiness, holiness go result in holy results. Go yield holy results. Anything else you preaching ain't gonna be zeal no results. not no results to salvation. Holy preaching, true preaching gonna reveal truth and reveal holy results. And so I thank God for holy results. And we seen evidence of truth preaching on last night. Somebody that's unlikely, but very likely to receive the Holy Ghost. So we're just going to get started on tonight. I don't care if it's one person or 25 people. You say we're going to get started on tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Got a good lineup for you tonight. Pre-wills will come render us a word tonight. Stay tuned. This is Saturday night, July 31st. Preach the word revival our third night. And tomorrow night will be the close of this revival, if the Lord say will. And we will have Minister Ray Thurman, myself, on tomorrow night. And so stay tuned. Amen. And let's bless, we go get up into the testimony and praise report part of the service. Testimony and praise report. We're going to turn that over to the Elder Prevost. He got a little thing he do with that, so we don't want to disturb that. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to have an opening scripture by myself. Then we're going to, after the opening scripture is read, I believe we're going to have Sister Prevost read a, I'm sorry. I will come with a prayer. And then after the prayer is over, Sister Prevost will read a scripture. And then after the scripture, we go turn it over to Bishop Page will be introducing Elder Prevost for the night. And then we're going to hear from a song from Elder Prevost, and then right after the song, you'll hear Elder Prevost bring forth the word on tonight. Amen. That will be in that order on tonight. Then after he does, we'll come back in, take comments, remarks, and if anybody missed testimony or praise reports, we'll let you have it again. So amen. Stay tuned. Right now, we're going to turn it over to this part of the service to Elder Andre Prevost. Prevost is in your hand.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord on tonight. It's that time of testimony service where we come forth. Amen. And we tell the Lord how good he has been in our lives. Praise God. We like to compare it to Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. We like to call it an attitude of gratitude. Praise God. This is when we come forth and we tell the Lord how good he has been, praise God, and we declare it in front of the world, praise God, hallelujah, how good our God is, praise God, hallelujah, and we magnify him in the process. We praise him in the process. The Psalms 100 starts out with, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and it ends with, because the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we come before the throne of grace, we don't just need to come. Hallelujah. Amen. With the sad stories and the sad attitude, praise God. Hallelujah. We need to come with an attitude of gratitude. We need to come showing God that we appreciate him for the level that we are on right now. If we want him to take us to the next level, we got to show God that we appreciate him for the level that we already on. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. So as we open up the phone line, I ask you to come with that attitude. That attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah.
Well, I thank and praise God for waking me up this morning. I always got to pray, yet praise in my mouth. Thank God I get no frantic phone calls in the middle of the night throughout this day concerning my children or grandchildren, loved ones, and even you. Thank God that you all are alive and well today, assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God most of all for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire and a determination and a desire to serve God in these last and evil days. No matter what come my way, I mean, I don't care what comes my way, sink or swim, I'm going to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord being, if I need to, I'm going to die for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just thank God for this mind and determination and this mind that was in Christ to love him as he loved me. And we just want to bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Woof over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Thank God for good health. And I thank God I rebuke all the efforts of the devil trying to stop my shine. You can't stop my shine. I got 6 days and I'm still going to shine. Feet best up or not, I'm still going to shine. So I thank God for all the people that he built around me, put around me. Thank God that we are around each other and I'm around them and they around me. Bless the name of the Lord. And I just keep praying for my strength in the Lord as I pray your strength in the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank God for Minister Ray on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight?
Hey, man. I just want to thank God for all that he's done for me and my family, all of my friends, all them that lift up holy hands to his name. Thank God for being a keeper, a provider, a healer. Thank God for life, life everlasting. You know, when I realize if I don't have anything else, I got life everlasting. So that's one thing that I can shout about, I can praise God about. And if I don't get everything in this life I desire, thank God I know I'm going to get everything in the life to come. So I just praise God. Amen, for all that he's done. I give thanks to God for all of you online tonight. You, Minister Prevost, and all the people of God. And I just thank God for blessing you because you're here tonight. Could have been somewhere else, but I just praise God for you being here. Praise God for keeping your families. Praise God that even out of all the things that is coming upon the earth, I thank God that I'm covered. Amen.
Hey, man, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this page on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got time for one more testimony. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah.
I just want to thank and praise God for being alive, for helping strengthen my body, for his love. It's unconditional. I want to thank him for my husband and my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, my sisters and my brother, naturally, and my brother and sister in Christ. I just thank God for being who he is in my life and who he is in your life and who he is in the life of everyone on this line tonight. And I just want to give him honor, praise, and glory because he is worthy of all. I thank him for his blood that he shed on the cross for me. And I thank him for his goodness and his mercy. And I thank him most up for the Holy Ghost that leads and guides me. Pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. Praise God for First Lady Paige on the line on tonight. Praise God for her testimony. Praise God. That wraps up testimony service at this time. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands, hallelujah, of Minister Ray. It's back in your hands, brother God.
Praise God. Thank God for those fiery testimonies on today. We want to bless the name of the Lord. It's always good to give God praise, even when, you know, he ain't done nothing, but he has done everything. Every time you take a breath, he's done it for you. We breathing by his permission today, so we want to thank God for the testimonies, the goodness of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to render a prayer. for us today as we get started, our opening prayer. And we go to the throne of grace at this time. Everybody bow their heads, close their eyes, or whatever you do. Father God, we thank you as we come before the throne of grace tonight, boldly and soundly, Father. Lord, land our petitions, our expectations, our desires, our wants, our faults at your feet today. We thank you, Lord, that you are here, that you hear us, God. And you said in your word, if we have the confidence that you hear us, we have the petitions that we asked of you. And so we thank you, Lord, that we cast away not our confidence in you at no time. As people across the world is losing confidence in your word, God, they're losing hope today. God, strengthen your people today like never before, that hope make us not ashamed. And Lord, that we lean upon your word today, Father God, rest, rule, and abide in your word. And your word rest, rule, and abide in us today, God. We thank you right now, God, for saving us and sanctifying us, giving us a determination and a desire to live for you in these last and even evil days, Father God. You said perilous times will come. You said it will be times when men be lovers of themselves, women likewise. God, but you, Lord, let our right never become wrong, and let our wrong never become right. As the evilness of the world is taken over, God, but you said your people that know your word, hear your voice, will not follow another. And so, God, we thank you on today as the word go forth today. Lord, bring forth the word today, Father God. Lord, use the speaker today. Fill his mouth with what you would have him to speak on today, God. And, Lord, bless those that's on the line, the hearers on the line, not just be hearers of your word, but, Lord, that they leave here doers of your word. And we thank you on tonight. Bless those that's on their way to the line. As we give you praise for this revival, we thank you for what you've done in the revival, the move of the hand of the Lord. We give you praise, honor, and the glory, for it is written as we magnify your holy name. If you love the Lord, just let us all just say amen and amen on tonight. Amen. Thank God. Now I'm going to turn it over to Sister Prevo for opening scripture.
Amen. Amen. So the scripture for tonight is coming from Matthew chapter 7, 15 through 20. And it reads, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorn or figs from thistles? Even so, every tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them." Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now we're going to keep moving right along. We're going to turn it over to the heads of Bishop Mac Page, doing the honors of introducing the speaker on tonight. Page, is in your hand.
Amen, amen. We just want to thank God. Everybody give the man of God a hand praise tonight. We got the man of God that come and preach the word. Minister Andre Prevost, amen. I know some of you might not know him, but others do, but he's been on the line. Oh, got his own line, been doing everything, and he's been helping out everybody. And so without further ado, we want to bring the man of God with the word of God. And I believe they call him the Prince of All Preachers. So I just want everybody to give Brother Andre Prevost a hand praise and a hand clap and say, "Man of God, preach the word."
Man of God, preach the word.
It's the word,
man. Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell
them. Beware of Pharisees. Beware, beware.
with that word black.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. All they see is half a big break.
I can't say that this the realest thing I ever wrote, but this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, like it's a joke. Low key, jump and fly, why you shading folks? I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plans. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, now on the truth is in demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan, I won't deviate. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape. I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, bread. Beware, beware. Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. Holy seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we come before your throne of grace to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, simply for allowing us to be in your presence on tonight. But you said in your word that when two or more come together in your name, that you will be in the midst, that you will be in the middle. So, Lord, we ask you to take the wheel. We ask you, Lord, to take control, to lead us and guide us through your word on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We give it up. We surrender right now. Hallelujah. And our ears are open and our hearts are ready to receive. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for everybody out there tuned in, called in. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of y'all on tonight. Those of you, amen, and have your Bibles. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verses 15, hallelujah, through 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read out the King James Version, praise God, the old King James, not the new King James. Everything new ain't good. Praise God, hallelujah. It says, starting at verse number 15, beware of false prophets. Then there's a comma. That means I got a pause right there. Hallelujah. So when I got a pause right there, it means I need to meditate on what was just said. Jesus, first of all, is the one talking. Praise God, hallelujah. And Jesus, the Son of God, he's telling us, hallelujah, to beware. Beware means to be on guard, to be on watch, to be on the lookout. Hallelujah, praise God. So he's saying, be on the lookout for false prophets, untrue prophets, praise God. People who claim to be prophets of God that are not prophets of God. Phony. hallelujah, faith. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And it says, watch this, which come to you in sheep's clothing. Now the Bible describes us as the sheep of God's pasture. Hallelujah. So what Jesus is telling us is that these false prophets are going to come to us disguised as one of us. Praise God, hallelujah. They're going to come to us disguised, hallelujah, as one of us. Praise God, hallelujah. So they're going to have the clothes on the outside. Hallelujah. They're going to look like, praise God, hallelujah, amen, what they say they are. I'm going to say that one more time. On the outside, they are going to look like what they say, hallelujah, they are. Praise God, hallelujah. But then he says, but, hallelujah. How many of you know when there's a but, that counsels out basically everything that just said before that? Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, they look like this, but, hallelujah. So that but means forget what they look like. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't go off appearance. Praise God. Don't go off the road. Hallelujah. Don't go off the eloquent speech. Praise God, hallelujah. But don't go off because they know a thousand scriptures. Hallelujah, praise God. He says, amen. What did he say? He said, but inwardly, on the inside, praise God, hallelujah. How many of you know it don't matter what's on the outside? The only thing that really matters is what's on the inside. Glory to God, hallelujah. Our house can look real good on the outside. Hallelujah. The brick can be up. The windows can be up. They can be stained glass windows. Praise God. You can have, hallelujah, amen, gold shingles on the roof. Hallelujah, amen. Platinum gold bricks. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then you open up the house. Praise God. There ain't no walls. Hallelujah, amen. It looked like, praise God, a tornado went through there. Hallelujah, amen. You got lumber over here. You got some brick over there. You got sheetrock over there. It's a mess. Praise God. But on that side, it looks good. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't go off of what's on the outside, what's on the inside. Then watch this. What's on the inside of these false prophets? Hallelujah. It says, inwardly, they are raving wolves. They're not just wolves. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're not just wolves. They raving wolves. Hallelujah. Amen. Raving wolves. Raving, praise God, hallelujah, is a verb. A verb is a descriptive word. Praise God, hallelujah. So it's describing the type of wolf this is. See, this ain't just any kind of wolf. Hallelujah. Praise God. This ain't just any kind of wolf. Hallelujah. This is a particular wolf. This is a raving wolf. Hallelujah. The definition, hallelujah, for raving, praise God, is irrational. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Irrational. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, erratic. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you look up the definition, hallelujah, of raving, hallelujah, amen, you learn that a raving, but when you describe a lunatic, they say that was a raving lunatic. Hallelujah. He was crazy. He was out of his mind. Did you hear what he was saying? Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is telling us this is the type of spirit that dwells within these false prophets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Inwardly, they are raising the wolf. So watch this. Being preachers, being human beings, we you know, not tapping into the spirit. Hallelujah. We got the basic senses, and we mostly go by what we see. Praise God, hallelujah. So if I'm going by what I see being a human being, praise God, especially if I'm not in the spirit, how can I tell if this is a false prophet or not? Praise God, hallelujah. What Jesus explains in verse number 16, he said, ye shall know them by their fruits. Hallelujah, fruits with an S on it. Praise God, hallelujah. I had a teacher try to tell me fruit was cool. Well, I say, why Jesus put an S on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, they shall be known by their fruits. Now, when you think about the word fruit, now me being a poet or whatever you want to call it, praise God, you know, some people like to use wordplay. Praise God. Like fruit is produce. Hallelujah. When you go to the store, you get your food at the produce section. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that word produce got several meanings. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you put that word, hallelujah, into context with fruit, hallelujah, Jesus is saying, you shall know them by what they produce. Oh, my God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you ain't going to know them by what they got on, by the suit or by their dress. Hallelujah. Because you know how to dress when you come to church. Praise God. Your mama taught you that. Praise God. You grew up in the holiness church. You grew up coaching. You know how to dress when you come to church. You know how to talk. Hallelujah. Hey, how you doing? Bless the name of the Lord. Blessing to see you today. You know how to talk when you go to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't talk like that if you don't talk like that at home. Okay, I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about the false prophet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are known by what they produce. Hallelujah. Not by how good the sermon was. Not by how many people they slayed in the spirit. Not how much they speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not how much they shout. Not how good they can sing. Hallelujah. Not how good they look. Bless the name of the Lord. God is saying, hallelujah, you will know them by what they produce. Hallelujah. You'll know them by their fruits. He says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Praise God. When I get ready, hallelujah, to go get me some grapes, hallelujah, I don't go to a thorn bush. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I get ready to get me some figs, I don't go to the thistles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You will know them by what they produce. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you go, hallelujah, if you want something good, you go somewhere good to get something good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But see, they are disguising themselves as sheep. Hallelujah. So you think you're going to get something for a sheep, praise God, and you end up meeting, hallelujah, grandma. Hallelujah. You remember that story, amen, Little Red Riding Hood, amen, how long your nails is, how big your ears are, how long your teeth is. That's a wolf. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to see past the facade. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of preachers. It's a lot of teachers. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a lot of people out there with a facade of holiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch this. He says in verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. That word bringeth. Hallelujah. That's why I like reading out the old King James. That word bringeth with the ETH on the end of it, that means it's a continuous thing. That means it don't end. Hallelujah. Amen. That means every good tree continuously puts forth good fruit. It don't stop putting out good fruit. It don't put out good fruit this year, bad fruit next year, and good fruit the year after that. And that's just not how a good fruit tree works. Every year, you're going to get good fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God. But sometimes, hallelujah, amen, you got these, I remember me and my wife, we were in Houston, we ran across an orange tree. Bless the name of the Lord. And it looked like an orange. Praise God. You peel the orange peel back, it still looks like an orange. It got seeds in it, orange seeds in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you taste it, it tastes like a lemon. It's sour. It's bitter. It's not good fruit. But it looked like good fruit on the outside until I tasted that fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us are following people, listening to them preach. Praise God. Going to their churches. Hallelujah. Watching them online. Hallelujah. Amen. And listening to the word, but you haven't examined the fruit. And then other people we pass over because we don't like their look. I know people pass over me because they don't like my look. He don't look like a preacher good. I don't want to be in that category. Hallelujah. Because they don't got such good reputations anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us go by what's on the outside and don't bother to taste the fruit. Praise God. You ever got something to eat? Somebody cooked you something and you looked at it and you was like, oh my God, that looked like, oh, I don't, Praise God. But they said, taste it. Just taste it. And you tasted it and it was delicious. You was like, oh my God. If I would have gone by how that looked. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then other places you done went and you done spent $20, $30, $45 on the entree. Hallelujah. Maybe on our dirt, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then turn around and you eat it and it's horrible. It's disgusting because it looked good on the fish. Praise God. And the chef knew how to dress it up on the plate. Don't you know them false prophets know how to get dressed in the mirror? Just like you get dressed in the mirror, praise God. Hallelujah. You know when you go to church on Sunday, you be asking yourself, do I look especially holy today? Praise God. Hallelujah. What you think they doing? They trying to make sure they look holier than you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look what he say. Hallelujah. Praise God. But every corrupt tree, every tree that's messed up, hallelujah, bringeth forth evil fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. They produce evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this. He said, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, God, Jesus said something is wrong here because evil cannot produce good and good cannot produce evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying some of y'all ain't right. Hallelujah. Amen. He's saying some of y'all, amen, are evil perpetrating like you would. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then he says, every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is heaved down and cast into the fire. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why you think your haters' plans can't prosper against you? Hallelujah. Because everybody that brings forth evil fruit, God say, I'm hewing them down and casting to the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may not see them physically burn and go to hell, but you're going to see them plans that they had go up in flames. Everything they tried to bring you down, hallelujah, will fail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they're going against the child of God. Hallelujah. And God say, anything evil, I'm going to hew it down. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. He said, wherefore by their fruits, hallelujah, by their fruits ye shall know them. Hallelujah. Yes. By their fruits you shall know. I'm not going to know you, hallelujah, praise God, amen, because you can shout, because you can speak in tongues. I'm not going to know you good fruit because you can prophesy. Why? Because that's in a different category. That's in a category called gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those are the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how many of you know sometimes you can get something and you can't use all the features? Praise God. You ever had something and somebody came and showed you, you know, this can also do that? Oh, I didn't know that. I've been here just all this time and didn't know this could do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Spirit got features, hallelujah. One of the features is the fruit, praise God, of the Spirit. See, I question. I shouldn't do it, praise God, but I'm going to be honest. I question people when they tell me they got the Holy Ghost. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. They ain't never spoken tongues. They probably don't spoken tongues. Hallelujah. It ain't that they don't know the word. They probably know the word front to back. Hallelujah. It ain't that they don't dress holy. They probably dress holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you make them mad, if you cut them off in traffic, hallelujah. Praise God. What, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me real quick. We're going to go to Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to look at verse number 22 real quick. Verse number 22, I'm going to go back up, but I want to start at the bottom and work my way up. I'm going to do something like Drake did. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says in verse number 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no such law. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, so the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, has all these components to it. Hallelujah. Amen. And the first component to it is love. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you're not showing no love, I question whether you have the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I probably shouldn't do it, but I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when I see somebody showing hate and spitting hate and viewing hate, I've seen preachers preach hate from the pulpit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God said we should love one another above all things, love. And if you have the fruit of the Spirit, then the first thing, the very first thing you should be showing, the very first thing you should be displaying is love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he says, hallelujah. The next one, amen, after love, hallelujah, praise God, is joy. Hallelujah. Joy. Hallelujah. Happiness. Praise God. In other words, no matter what your situation is, hallelujah, no matter what somebody doing to you, no matter what you heard, he said, she said, hallelujah, no matter what wife he doing, no matter what the husband doing, no matter what the kids doing, no matter what the church folks doing, you should always display some joy. Hallelujah. I should see joy in you. Anytime I see you, you shouldn't be depressed, angry, pissed off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where is your joy? You say you got the Holy Ghost. So where is your joy? Praise God. Hallelujah. Peace. Hallelujah. Another word for this word peace in the New Testament and in the Greek in this particular context, hallelujah, is contentment. Being content in my situation. Hallelujah. I'm at peace with whatever's going on around. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even if I don't understand. Like Paul said. Paul said it like this. He said, I'm reaching for the things that are before me. I'm forgetting for those things which are behind me. But as for now, I apprehend it not. In other words, right now, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm putting it in God's hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you content? Hallelujah. See, somebody out there, you might got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. You might speak in tongues. Amen. You might be able to prophesy. You might got the gift. Hallelujah. Amen. But have you tapped into the fruit? Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you tapped into everybody that speaks in tongues ain't going to heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody that's speaking tongues ain't going to heaven. Everybody that's prophesying ain't going to heaven. Glory to God. He said in that day, many will say, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. Hallelujah. He didn't say it wasn't going to work. Praise God. He didn't say you wasn't going to be able to cast a demon out. You using my name. That's how good my name is. Hallelujah. If you go back in the day, if you would have went to Mr. A's, the club in Houston, and said, I know Big Dre, they would have got you in for free because that's how good my name was. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when you use Jesus' name, of course it's going to work. Oh, I know Jesus. Oh, you know Jesus? Okay, I got to obey you. Hallelujah. But in the end day, he going to say, I didn't know you. Hallelujah. Now depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Praise God. Watch this. The next one is long suffering. Hallelujah. Long suffering. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you've been married over 20 years, hallelujah, 20 to 40 years, congratulations. I think you got the Holy Ghost because you got long suffering. Oh, the married people going to be quiet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, amen, praise God. If you've been married 40 years and you say you've been happily married 40 years, that's a lie. Ain't nobody been happy 40 years. Praise God. You're lucky if you make it through the 24 hours still being happy. Praise God. But if you got some long suffering means I can put up with your flaws until God straighten that out. Hallelujah. I can put up with you until God deal with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I can lean back on my feet. I can lean back and be content. You can go ahead and act a fool if you want to. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and cuss me. I step on my feet, call me every name in the book, define my name. I don't care what you do. I'm content, praise God, because I got long suffering. God built me to deal with you because I got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost built me to deal with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I have Minister Ray said this before. Minister Ray said when God saved him, hallelujah, he saved a lot of people. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God saved me and I got the Holy Ghost and I got that long suffering, hallelujah, he saved some people. Praise God. He saved them from getting cut off. Hallelujah. Told off. Praise God. He saved them, amen, from getting exposed on the internet. God done saved you because I got some long suffering. I'm going to put up with you until God deal with you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm almost finished. Gentleness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So a woman to tell you, hallelujah. I don't want a man that's rough all the time. God, can you be gentle? Hallelujah. I'm a girl. Can you deal with me gentle? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some of us too rough. Hallelujah. You don't approach a situation with no tactfulness. Hallelujah. You just bust up in the room. Praise God. I heard you was looking for me. Well, here I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, to security. Security. Can you take this man away, please? Hallelujah. He ain't got no long suffering. Praise God. So he's going to suffer long in his jail cell on the night coming and he prays it. Praise God. Because I ain't got that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Long suffering. Some of y'all, amen, dealing with some children. Long suffering. Hallelujah. Some of y'all dealing with some crazy people on the job. Long suffering. Praise God. Some of y'all dealing with crazy people at y'all church. Oh, glory to God. You've been going there 30 years. Long suffering. Hallelujah. Long suffering. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then you say goodness. 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 Where the goodness at? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When people talk about you, ain't nothing about you good. They only got bad things to say. Hallelujah. I know there's some haters in the world. Don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. There's some haters out there. People talking about you. People lying on you. But when everybody say something wrong with you, hallelujah. Well, remember Whitney? Hallelujah. Whitney Houston, when everybody said she was smoking crack. When everybody say you smoking crack, you smoking crack. Quit lying. Hallelujah. Praise God. If ain't no goodness in you, hallelujah, you need to access the fruit of the Spirit. Goodness, you do good things. You give to the needy. Hallelujah. You give to the poor. You give. What else do you give? I give patience. I give mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look what he says. Faith. Faith. Faith is defined as confidence, a strong belief. I got a strong belief in God. God's going to work this out. Hallelujah. If every time something come up and you say, God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. God, I don't know how. I don't see how, Lord. I don't know how. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to access your Holy Ghost. You need to access that truth. Hallelujah. You need to access your faith. Meekness. I'm trying to get through this. Meekness. Verse number 23, meekness. A lot of people think meek means to be weak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to think the same thing. I used to think if you got up in my face, hallelujah, if I didn't get back in your face to everybody that's around, I'm going to look weak. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as I grew up, I found that it's the total opposite. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we get up in each other's face like that, people are looking around, look at them fools over there fighting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Two grown men, two grown women out there tussling, out there arguing in the middle of traffic. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one of them go to church, girl, I've seen them. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of them be on the prayer line, girl. I heard them. Hallelujah. They was preaching by God. Hallelujah. And then they just cussed me out. When I cut them off, I didn't even see them and they cussed me out. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And finally, it's temperance. Hallelujah. And temperance, hallelujah, is also translated into self-control. Hallelujah. Self-control. That's the ability to control yourself. Glory to God. Now, I don't know about you, but that one right there, the ability to control. See, I'm asking God to control me. God, I need you to control me. God, I need you to calm me down. God, I need you to not make me be so angry. God, say, that's on you. You got the Holy Ghost, right? Praise God. If you got it, you need to use what I have given you. Hallelujah. And in the Holy Ghost is self-control. The ability to control yourself. Quit blaming everybody else because you went out. Quit blaming everybody else because you lose. Hallelujah. Quit blaming everybody else because you promiscuous. Hallelujah. Quit blaming everybody else because you drive a truck. You blaming everybody else. Well, you have the ability to control yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I bet if you get arrested, you can't tell the police they made me do this. Hallelujah. I wasn't going to hit her, but she made me. How can I make you hit me? Hallelujah. I can't make you hit me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can provoke you. I can twist the button. I can talk about your mama. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you got the Holy Ghost, amen, that won't even affect you. You'll pray for me and tell me, brother, you need help. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. When I go to church, I'm going to put you on the altar this Sunday. Hallelujah. Why? Praise God. Because hallelujah, you got the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, then you got the fruits. Hallelujah. We trying to get to the gifts so bad. And we love seeing people that got the gifts. And we passing over people that got the fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see the gifts that we just know they anointed. We see the gifts that we just know. We see the gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God. But ask their wife about their fruit. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this real quick. Verse number 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery. Hallelujah. Praise God. Adultery. Are you faithful to your spouse? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Fornication. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get into that. Uncleanliness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lasciviousness. Bless the name of the Lord. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you felt any of these things, these are the works of the flesh. Hallelujah. Illuminations. Wrath. Strife. Variance. Praise God. Enviousness. Murder. Drunkenness. Hallelujah. Drunkenness. Yeah, we said it was okay to drink, but you don't drink to get drunk. Okay, praise God, hallelujah, drunkenness, works of the flesh, hallelujah, praise God, amen. That's why Jesus said you got to be born again, because you got too much messed up stuff, hallelujah, already in you, praise God. And when you come into the church, you bring that old thinking into the church with you, hallelujah, praise God. That's what some of these false what we would call false prophets come from. They came into the church, hallelujah. They done brought an aspect of the world into the church with them, hallelujah. Now you got this all mixed up, jacked up religion going on, praise God, hallelujah. But he said you got to be born again, delete everything. I'm going to close it with this, hallelujah, praise God. He said you got to delete everything. When he said you got to be born again, and Nicodemus looked at him crazy and said, how can I be born? Hallelujah. What, I'm supposed to go back into my mother's womb? And I know some of y'all preachers, some of us, we get up in the pulpit and we talk about Nicodemus. Hallelujah. How he was dumb and didn't know what Jesus was talking about, when you know you didn't know what he was talking about when you first read it either. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But he was saying, hallelujah, amen, during your life, you have got, like a computer, you have downloaded so many files. Hallelujah. Amen. That you don't know which ones are corrupt. But you know you got a file. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you think your child don't know nothing. You think that baby is just a baby and you can do anything in front of that baby. Don't you know you can take a black baby, put him with a Mexican family, and that baby will grow up thinking he's Mexican? Hallelujah, because he don't know he black. He didn't know he was black until you told him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying, hallelujah, you have to delete, you have to forget everything you've been told. You gotta forget what your mama told you. You gotta forget what your daddy told you. Because remember when you was growing up and you had a fight, they said if they hit you, you better hit them back. But Jesus said, I know that's what you were told. Hallelujah. But the bad part, my mama told me that. Jesus. Praise God. Jesus said, I know that you have been told. My mama told me that, Jesus. You telling me my mama wrong? Yes. Your mama wrong? Your daddy wrong? Hallelujah. And your pastor was maybe wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to delete everything and be born again. In other words, erase your data bank and start over downloading fresh, hallelujah, from the word of God, from a reputable source. Hallelujah, amen. The word of God. Because when you begin to download from the beauty shop, and you begin to download from the barber shop, and you begin to download from Facebook, hallelujah, and even sometimes when you download from the church, you get corrupted files. Hallelujah, you get works of the flesh. Hallelujah, praise God. You want to know how to deal with your husband? Read the Bible. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't ask your friend because she don't even know how to deal with hers. That's why she on her third one. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. When you need help with your children, go to the Bible, amen. Don't go to your friends, hallelujah. They don't know what to do with their own kids. They lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. They perpetrating a fraud for you. Hallelujah. Want you to think they got it all together. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you really got the Holy Ghost, oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. If you really got the Holy Ghost, praise God, hallelujah, amen, I ain't got to wonder about you. I can tell in your action. Praise God. I can tell, hallelujah, in your mannerisms, hallelujah. I can tell in everyday life, hallelujah, if you got the Holy Ghost. And you can tell, too. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You can tell after church Sunday. Matter of fact, for church Sunday, get there early, park in their spot. Praise God, hallelujah. And then go sit in their seat. Praise God. We're going to see if they got the Holy Ghost. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody that say they going to heaven ain't going. Beware of a false prophet. Hallelujah. They are out there. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And they will be known, hallelujah, by their fruits, by their bedside manner. Do not be fooled by the preacher. Don't be fooled by how big the church is. Don't be fooled by their garment. Hallelujah, praise God. Look at their fruits. Hallelujah, look at what they are producing. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you for warning us about the false prophets. Thank you for telling us about the fruits of the Spirit today, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to use those fruits. Hallelujah. If we got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, help us to use it. Help us to use it right. Hallelujah. Help us to have love. Hallelujah. And self-control, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's back in your hands, Minister Ray. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Give the Lord a hand praise on tonight. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise tonight. Y'all sit here real quiet tonight.
Amen.
You know, give that. Bless the man of God for the word on tonight. You know, that's one way he tell about false prophets, but it's a lot of different ways that false prophets can be, you know, these fake religions. And you ain't got to just be no preacher. You got to be just no preacher to be a false prophet. Because when you recruit people to come to these false churches that you're in, and you recruit them about however you recruit them, that's false. Falsehood. I think Paige mentioned last night about falsehood. And a lot of people are in falsehood producing false prophets. And so we have to know these religions that you're in are false. It's like Prevo said, you got to delete. You got to delete them religions because a lot of people go miss the kingdom of God because of these Baptists, if any of y'all out there Baptists, you ain't going to heaven. I'm going to tell you now, because you can't prove that Baptist even exists. Non-denomination, apostolic. I come from the apostolic faith. And I had to realize, God opened my eyes to see that it wasn't no apostolic faith. It was never in the book that I was reading. So that's false. Then I started to see women preachers, and that church also had Christmas plays. It had some young man with dreads playing Jesus. And so, you know, and Easter and all that stuff, that's falsehood. And so you gotta know what you in, apostolic and Jehovah Witnesses and all that stuff. Ask yourself, is that God? Did God ever tell us to be that? See, it's a lot of false prophets, man-made religions, turning people into false prophets and false saints. And as a result, you're going to miss the kingdom of God. And so one thing he said, I'm surprised he remembered that, because I said that a year and a half, 2 years ago, when God saved me, he saved a lot of people. Because I know I'd be doing some time, or done some time by now. And there'd be a lot of people that spend a lot of time in the hospital or underneath that ground still if God hadn't saved me. So I thank God for saving me. Took guns out of my hand. And I'm a gun lover. Oh, yeah. I love guns. But I don't love the violence that guns bring. And I don't hide behind no gun either. And if I lost in a fist fight, I never ran and got a gun to avenge, and I never lost in a fist fight. Let's just make that clear. But if I had lost, wouldn't got no gun to avenge me today. That's just it. He would have went home and said, I ain't fighting that fool again. I may have got one or two more punches in than he did. So that declares victory. That's what it is. We live and tell about it. Laugh about it. And people run in the church and get their feelings hurt and run out of church. Can't take nothing. People get their feelings hurt in relationships and marriages and run away. You show me a couple that don't argue, that don't have a disagreement. And that's not going to have a disagreement or not going to have an argument. And so we have to know. And he looked at that Galatians 5 and 22 and a lot of things there. That's a list that you want to be on. That's a list that you want to be on. But even me, I look at that list, and there's a few spots on that list that I still want God to fix me about. And one of them he mentioned, meekness. Meekness. And it was good to hear. I laughed when he said that, because not laughing at what he said, I laughed because I was laughing at myself to say that I hate showing weakness. And that's the thing that we got to deal with. We have to deal with that. So I like what he said, that some of us got to show some weakness sometimes. He said about gentle. It's my mama's fault I ain't gentle. You know, I'll be playing with Sister Valerie. She said, you're too rough. I am rough. I'm a brute. My hands is heavy. Some dudes don't even like to shake my hand. I can imagine how a woman, and I'm trying to be gentle, but it's my mama's fault because she always beating us upside the head like she Muhammad Ali, wrestling with us and stuff. So I got to learn how to be gentle. And we got to learn a lot of things in the gospel of Jesus Christ to be more like Jesus. And the first thing is self-admittance. There can't be no deliverance until you admit. No admittance, no deliverance. I think Paige said last night, you can't give God some of it and you take the other. Never be delivered. So that was a good word on tonight. Now we all go fall short of the glory. Jesus got upset, but he didn't sin. He didn't cuss. He didn't cuss nobody out. We don't know to his extent how he got upset. Flipping over tables. I'm sure he went sounding like Joel Osteen. You know what? I'm going to flip over these tables, and I want y'all to run out of here. No, he didn't sound like that. They're always trying to make Jesus tick. Jesus was militant. And he was dealing with a militant people, like we deal with a militant people now. We can't tell these people nothing in these churches. It's like he said, don't be fooled by the size of their church. They look at that as the blessed church. But if you look around, you don't see no God in the church. You see everything that God tell you not to be, you see it in the church, and people run to that, give their money to it, pay allegiance to it. But yet, the word of the Lord is not in the church. Jeremiah 28 and 16 always say, these preachers, you talk to the preachers, you teach rebellion in the name of the Lord. And this is what folks is doing. False prophets teach rebellion. So we thank God for the false prophet. This is preach the word. If it hit some of you, that's what it needed to do. Help you get better in the gospel. We need to get better. Because everybody that speak in tongues ain't going to the... You got a lot of people that speak in tongues, sincere people, but won't get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to hell. Simple as that. You got something to do. You got to finish it. And that just it. Well, I was baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody in that book was baptized Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Period. In Matthew 28, wasn't telling nobody to be baptized Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It told you in the name. And so, yes, a lot of people ain't going. You might not like that, but that's the truth of it. Preach the word. This is what this revival is. You're going to hear some things that you may not like. But search the scriptures and know that they're true. Straight up. And don't be ashamed to come out of something that your mama, another thing I like, you can't go by what your mama said. Your mama got to stand in front of Jesus herself. And if your mama wasn't doing right, off to the lake, her wig, pocketbook, everything gone. I don't care who mama it is. Your mama didn't live right. Your daddy didn't live right. Your daddy preached today, and he in a Baptist church. Off to the lake he gone, because you serving another God. And you better understand these things. False prophets. Falsehood. Deception. Deceit is all the same. God say, do not be deceived. And many people are just, the worst kind of deception is self-deception. Self-deception is the worst kind of deceit. So ask yourself tonight, what kind of church you go to? St. Paul, St. Peter, St. John ain't the church. John, Peter, nor Paul was Baptists. They were holy. And holy is the only thing except, you better read Romans 12. You better read Hebrews 12 and 14. You better read Ephesians 4 and 4. Ephesians 1 and 4. Ephesians 4 and 5. Holy is the only thing accepted to God. Leviticus 19 and 1. That's it. All this other stuff is man-made. So thank you, Prevost, for preaching the false prophets. And we'll know. what is that you mean? What we thought was the truth, we find out has not been the truth. Some of you on this line still trying to find a way to serve in Christmas. You're going to go to hell for serving in Christmas too, because you're trying to serve God and mammon. And the books say you can't serve God and mammon at the same time. You're going to have to choose one. And Christmas ain't in the book. Nowhere mentioned. And Jesus says, search the scriptures concerning me. Do any of these holidays concern me? See, people will go to hell for a lot of things that they don't have to go to hell for. Straight up. Anybody miss testimony service that like to give a testimony? Anybody got a comment for the man of God? Anybody got a question for him? This is your time. This is your time.
Just thank God for the word, amen. Good word. Appreciate it. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the word. This is what it is about. Preach the word. You can't never know if you're in something phony if nobody ever preach it to you. You got to be able to accept the word of God. This is the problem with the so-called this modern-day church mess. Nobody wants to accept what God is saying. Voting for him and then turn around and vote for him again, only to bring this same-sex marriage mess in the world. And you knew what he was up to. And we got so-called Christian people or saints of God voted for it. Forget what he stood for. You voted for him because you thought he was black. To me, he ain't even black. He ain't no man, ain't sandwiches. He ain't sharing no three pair of pants with his brothers. That ain't black to me. You ain't had no roaches in your house. You ain't hear no mouse traps going off at night. That's black. Herman Cain was black. Straight up. And people went out there and voted for this man, your favorite president, Obama. And then you turn around, people voted for Biden. You voted Trump out to get another lion in the office. We got to know what we're doing. God said, don't strengthen the hands of evildoers. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Amen, amen. This is Lady Prevost. You know, I basically, you know, what I heard the Lord saying through words, basically trying to get us to recognize, when we in the flesh and when we in the spirit. You know, we claim to be under the influence of the Holy Ghost. We should be producing a certain type of fruit. You know, we become false when we doing something other. We are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That makes us false. We carry the name of prophet, apostle, and you know the rest, pastor, minister, but your actions is showing different. That's what begins to make you false. You know, a prophet is a person who claims to be under the influence of the Holy Ghost. If you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost, you're supposed to be producing a certain type of fruit. And we heard the fruits, love, patience, meekness, self-control, kindness, you know, if you claim to be under the influence. You know, that's what we come. And you hear the word, we come to hear what the Lord is trying to say to us as a person. Not to look at everybody else and point the finger at everybody else, but we come to look at ourselves in the mirror. We come to hear the word of God and see that we got it right. Oh, have I been walking it according to the Spirit? Or am I under the influence of my own flesh? Amen, hallelujah. Well, I feel like the Lord is trying to point out to us, you know, because sometimes we can think we walking in the Spirit and we not. We actually walk according to how we feel and not according to what his words say. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God.
You know, and let me say one more thing. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, and just an example, you know, when Moses, you know, Moses is on the mountain, you know, he's in the presence of God and God was giving him the Ten Commandments. And then, you know, the children of Israel, they was down there making a, you know, golden calf. And God told Moses, go down now. He's supposed to be giving them the Ten Commandments. But he came down now off the mountain angry, killed everybody, you know. And then you got Jesus. Jesus, when Jesus came, he came down and he tried to save all of us. He came and saved all of us because, that, you know what, that was the purpose. You know, the scripture says that it's not God's will that nobody should perish, but come to a point of repentance. That's the point. He wants to come to a point of repentance. He loves us, and he give us a chance. He long suffer for us. You know, that's how much he loves us. He wait that long. We wondering, oh, Lord, why did nothing happen to them? They doing this, they doing that, or they going against your will. It's because God loves us. That's long suffering. Amen. Because he don't want us to perish. He don't want us to go to hell. He want us to make it. That's why he long suffer with us. And hallelujah. That was the point.
Amen. And God don't want nobody to perish. God is not going to send you to hell, but he going to order you there because you're going to send your own self. And God says in the book of Hosea, just like you said about Hosea 6, about that his God's will is no one should perish, no man should perish. He also says in the book of Hosea 2 that could he find truth on the earth? There's another scripture that said, will he find faith on the earth? And we have to look at that people's faith. They're failing their faith, and their faith is failing them. And you got to walk in the whole truth of God. You see, just because you may got a spirit of meekness, but you got a spirit of error. And just because if you got a spirit of error, you just like having a spirit of anger or going off or ready to fight or whatever the case, it's the same thing. Because you control yours better, but a spirit of error, that means you don't believe everything God's word says. You worse off. You in bad condition. You in worse condition when you don't believe everything that God wrote, that God inspired to be written in that book. You in bad shape. You could correct somebody being angry. You could correct that. And you could correct it real fast. You could correct somebody told you off today, or you told somebody off today. You could correct that. You could call somebody back and apologize. They could call you back and apologize, and you'd be best buddies, go out and have coffee, be over and done with. But it takes years for people to come out of, and we're seeing it right now. It's taking years, decades, for people to come out of not believing the whole truth of God's word. That's the worst kind of false prophet to be. When you not believing, it's no way you can believe partially of it. Some people don't believe. Some don't believe Peter. Some people don't believe Paul. Some people don't believe Luke. Some people don't believe Matthew. Some people don't believe. I don't like the book of Revelations. I don't believe that stuff is going to happen. But yet you say you following God. Isn't God's word true? Yeah. Prevo say the next word I'm about to say. We all say this word. Then we all preach against this word at times. Ain't that God's word? Yeah, but what? But what? What's the but? You see, women preachers, you're going to have a problem on the day of the Lord. Here go Prevost just said it again, just preached it. It's going to be many that say, Lord, Lord, did not do this in your name, did not do that. He going to say, you did all that. But was it the will of the Father? If you don't know what the will of God is, you better read the scriptures. Can't nobody on this line produce one scripture where God permits a woman to be an apostle, pastor, evangelist, bishop, or elder? Nobody on this line can produce one scripture.
but yet we got these in the church, though. So false prophet goes beyond just your behavior. You could be nice as you want to. It's some nice mothers and grandmothers sitting up in church under their niece, daughter, as bishop. It's some nice men, henpecked they is, sitting up under their wives, and their wives is the pastor. It's some men that ordain they wives and they daughters and they sisters as pastors. Oh, you going to the lake for this too? And everybody that sit up in the church going, because that's error. If it ain't the will of God, if it ain't written, we supposed to believe in what's written. Believe in this. What is this? What's written? Not believing in that. What's that? I don't know what that is. We got a lot of people believing in the that and not the this. And you think God's playing? You better look at what false prophet means. All a way around. You're going to have to believe that he said he's coming back taking vengeance on those who didn't believe. That means everything. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of Lord, Lord on the day of the Lord. You ain't getting in by your works. Your works going to be honored after you get in with a crown of glory. And this is what people got it wrong at. We better understand this. I tell my line, people that's on the line today, I tell them all day, it's going to be a lot of truth told on the day of the Lord and still make it to hell. Why is that, Minister Ray? Because it ain't going to be till you standing in front of the truth when you going in to admit the truth. You think because you standing in front of the truth, you go admit the truth and he going to have mercy on you, this grace he going to have on you. Well, why was you a Trinitarian? Did I ever say I was a Trinitarian? No, Lord. You just stuck your own foot in your mouth. You knew better. You going to wait till you stand in front of him and then go admit this? No, you got time to get it right now. That's just the truth of it. It may not like it, but it's the truth. Pull the scripture out to debunk it. It's going to be a lot of people that didn't get baptized in Jesus' name. And if the Lord don't have his name on your salvation, how in the world are you saved? How in the world are you saved?
Amen. Amen.
Straight up. It's the name that validates the check that you go cash. The Prevost, when you worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken as the assistant manager, when they gave you your check, it was the name on there that they seen at the bank when you went to cash it. They had a record of it. Ain't nobody. I'm a father. I'm a son, and I'm a husband. Them names can't save nobody. Yet I'm still Thurman. That's my description of it. I'm a father. I got 7 boys. I'm a husband, was, go be again, and I'm a son. I'm my mother's son. And none of them names can save nobody. Don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Father? If you just would have did what Matthew 28:19 told you to do, go baptize in the name of, you would have knew right then and there that Jesus Christ is the name of the Father. Straight up. And yet we still got people arguing against it. And you ain't never been saved without your sins being washed away by that name. Period. And so people better understand these things. And we got a lot of false prophets preaching no Holy Ghost. No baptism need no more. It's just the blood. I wish I knew a church that baptized it in blood. I'm calling the police. You can't get no blood without no water. Simple as that. So we better understand. Anybody offended, I don't care. You need to be offended. You better get this thing right. And it's only that lie and that darkness that's offended. That's trying to hold you down. And this is the argument between people
that say they walking with God. You can't believe, you can't be this, you can't be that, I can't be this, somebody else can't be that, Paige can't be that, nobody else could be that, and we say we serving, like Paige say, we all working for the same boss. How we get new instructions? I can go on and on. I'm going in right now because, man, I'm getting into my sermon for tomorrow. I'm going to be something tomorrow. Amen. Thank Elder Prevost for that awesome word. I like that song too, Prevost, even though I don't listen to rap, gospel rap at all. But that was a nice little illustrated song, I must admit. Amen. And we thank God for all of you that's on the line. Got quite a few. Quite a bit of people on the line. You'd like to have some last words, Prevost?
Amen, amen. Just that's all I got. Praise God. Just hope the world bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Oh, my bad. My
no, we didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I was just saying, I hope the word bless you, and I hope it enlightens somebody on tonight, and may God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
Amen. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. Bless all of y'all tonight. Is anybody on the line want to be saved tonight? Anybody be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight? This is your time. Anybody want to get closer to God tonight? This your time. This is your time. We all need to be saved. Anybody seeking the Holy Ghost, we can carry it with you. Amen. If not, we go close out tonight. Pastor Paige, end us with a prayer tonight.
Father God, we just thank you for the word. Thank you for the man, Lord, actually to pour back into him all that was poured out. Father, as we dismiss from this line tonight, we give you praise, we give you glory, and may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you now and forevermore as we dismiss in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Y'all blessed. Have a wonderful evening, a safe evening, and we'll see you back tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say. Church,
lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
the love.